Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Hey, and we are at the very last line of Daf Dalet Amud Beis Tanu Rabban. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel and Zisel Rachel Bas Alta from it. So we're moving along here in the early dafin of Maseches Sanhedrin. We're continuing to discuss the opening words of the Masechta, which are Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. And I think it's kedai to make a little bit of a recap of the first three dafin, as that will segue us into today's daf and Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow's daf as well. And that is as follows. The Perek, the Masechta begins, Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. We saw, if you do a sikum, three possible reasons what the source for Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha is. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a Braisa, a Machloikis, Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia said that the Makar to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha is the Parsha of Kofer B'Pikadon, where the Torah mentions the word Elohim three times. Three mentions of Elohim, which means Dayanim, teaches me that if you're going to Paskin a Halacha of Kofer B'Pikadon, or really if you're going to Paskin all Dinei Mamonos, the Halacha is it's going to require three Dayanim. Rabbi Yonasan said, I agree the Makar is the Parsha of Kofer B'Pikadon, but it's not three Dayanim because the Torah mentions Elohim three times. Rather, it's three Dayanim because the Torah mentions Elohim twice. Now, although the Torah does mention it three times, Ein Darshan Tchilos, you can't learn anything from the first mention of Elohim. It's only the latter two that can teach me something, but the rule when it comes to Bezdin is Ein Bezdin Shakul. You can never have a Bezdin that's comprised of an even number of Dayanim. It's for that reason I know that if it has to be at the minimum two and it can't be an even number, okay, then by definition, it's going to have to be three Dayanim. What emerged from yesterday's daf, the sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra and Yesh Eim LeMesiris, is potentially another formulation. And that is, if you hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, then when the Torah said Asher Yashio and Elohim, that was one of the three mentions of Elohim, that really is a reference not to one Dayan, but it's a reference to two Dayanim. Okay, so if one of the Elohims already means two Dayanim, so how then from the three Elohims do you get only three? The answer is that Ein Darshan Tchilos, so the first one is not going to count for the Minyan, and the latter two are really one, because the way we teach Asher Yarshiyun Elohim is it's Yarshiyun Dehech. It's the latter two are really viewed as one unit. Now, that unit is made up of two, Ein Bezdin Shakul, thus what you end up with is three. So really, I think the sikum is that there's three possible makairis for how you get to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. Either it's Elohim, 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 times three, or Elohim, Elohim, the first one doesn't count, it can't be an even number, that's how you get three, or we're actually using only one of the Elohims, and that one Elohim is two, not one, because Yarshiyun, Yeshem LeMikra, you end up with two. Again, it can't be an even number. That's how you end up with a third. Now, we also saw Shitas Rebbe, who argues with the Stam Mishnah. Rebbe holds Dinei Mamonos is not B'Shloisha, but rather Rebbe holds Dinei Mamonos is B'Chamisha. How does Rebbe get to Dinei Mamonos B'Chamisha? It's because Rebbe holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. So Asher Yashion Elihim is two. He holds that the Asher Yashion is not Yashion the Heich. So there's another Elohim to be had to Darshan. If Asher Yarshion Elohim is two, that Elohim is also going to be two. Thus I have four. Now, I can't Darshan the first Elohim because Ein Darshan Tchilos. What I'm left with is two Elohims, each one meaning two. Two times two is four. Again, it can't be an even number, and that's how you end up with five. Another thing that we saw in the first three Dafin is that not all Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha were created equally. As it relates to Dinei Mamonos of Gzelois V'Chavolois, the halacha is it's B'Shloisha, but B'Shloisha Mumchen. As it relates to Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha of Hoidois V'Alvois, there it's Shloisha Hedyotois. So Gzelois V'Chavolois, Shloisha Mumchen. Hoidois V'Alvois, Shloisha Adyotis. Now, this that Gzeilus V'chavolis is Shloisha Mumchen, that's learned out from the Iker Parsha that teaches me, Dinei Mamanois B'Shloisha. The Makar is Elohim, regardless of which one of the Pshatim you want to go with, but at the end of the day, we're learning it from the word Elohim, and Elohim is Mashma Adayin, that's a Mumcha. Thus, I know from that Parsha, Minei Obey, that it has to be three Mumchen. The question is, why is it that Hoidois V'alvois is Bishloisha, but Bishloisha had yaitis. And it's not just why is it Bishloisha had yaitis. The Gemara's kasha on that Beza Medeis was Memanavshach. Because the only Makar that we know to Dini Mamanus Bishloisha is Elohim, 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 which is the parish of Kaifer Bepekadin. Now, granted, Kaifer Bepekadin is a Gazlan. Thus, the Iker parish is talking about Gzelois. And if it's talking about Gzelois, it means Chavalis as well, like the Gemara said, because Mali Chaval Begufay, Mali Chaval Bemamayne. But at the end of the day, if Dini Mamanus is always Bishloisha, even by Hoidois Valvois. So doesn't that by definition mean that we're learning Hoidois Valvois from Gzelos V'chavolos, what the Gemara referred to as Iruf Parashiyas Kasuv Kan? And if that's the case, to the extent that you learn from the three Elohims or the two Elohims or the one Elohim, that you need three Dayanim. Okay, so from there you see the word Elohim and you know that it's not just Dayanim that you need, but you need that they should be Mumchen as well. And what emerged was two approaches. Rav and Rabavo on the one hand, and Rav Acha Brei de Ravika on the other hand. Rav and Rav Avo said it's true. Mi ikur adin midai raisa, even oidois va'avois, requires gimel mumchin. It's only midirabana that you don't. Kidei shaloi tinol delis mifnei lovin. So midai raisa, you would need shaloi shal mumchin. The Rabbanan said, forget about mumchin, it should only be hediotis. Had the Rabbanan have a right to do that? Well, the Rabbanan have tremendous authority when it comes to dinei mamanus, hefkebez and hefke. We know that from throughout Chas. We'll see it even more so in today's daf. There's a special knach in the world of hefkebez and hefke that emerges from Sanhedrin daf hey. But the bottom line is that it's true midai raisi yushani mumchin. It's only midrabbanan that you don't. Rav Acha Brei de Ravika said that really hoidois v'halvois is not learned out from the parasha of Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. And the reason is because there is no Eruv parashias. And if that's the case, midai raisa, you don't need three dayanim. Because if I don't have Elohim, 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 mechatesi, I would need three dayanim. How many dayanim do you need? Well, says Rav Acha Brei de Ravika, the pasuk that comes to mind is Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha, which is a lach yachid, which would teach me that all you need really is one dayan. In fact, the only reason you need three dayanim is midirabanon. And what's the dirabanon? Mishum yosh vekronis. But the point is, midday rice, all you need is one dayan, and not just one dayan. That one dayan could be a hedyot, because we're not learning it from Elohim. But Tzedek Tishbet Amisecha doesn't say anything about mumchen. That's why, even though the Rabbanan were machmer, and the Rabbanan said that when it comes to Hidos Valvois, you should have three dayanim, but at the very least, they said it's enough if those three are going to be hedyotos, they're not going to have to be mumchen. In other words, a machloik is Rav and Rabavo on the one hand, Rav Acha Brei de Ravika on the other hand, as it relates to Hidos Valvois, which is a se'if in the world of Dinei Mamanois Bishloisha, where the din is Gimel Hadyoitois. What's the halacha midai raisa? Midai raisa, you need three mumchin, the Rabbanon, where Mekel, they downgraded Shloi Tinel Dals 15 11, that three Hadyoitois is going to be enough. Well, if I care, midai raisa, one headed would be enough, based on Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha, the Rabbanon were machmer, and they said, Mishum Yoishvei Kronois, you're going to have three. Again, I think this Hakdama is Nachutz for today's daf, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf as well. On that note, we begin with a braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, last line on daf Dalun Amidais. Dine Mamanis Beshloisha. So the braisa begins with the same words that the Masechta begins. Dine Mamanis Beshloisha says the braisa, the Mhoyim Mumcha Lerabim, if you have someone who's a mumcha, lerabim, he's like a famous mumcha, don afilu yechidi, the halacha is, he can paskin, even by himself. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, kegoy na no don dine mumminus b'yichidi. When the braisa said that a mumcha lerabim could don afilu yechidi, they meant somebody like me. V'chein amar Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, kegoy na no don dine mumminus b'yichidi. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya both commented on the braisa that you want to know who's someone that's a mumcha l'rabim, that he could be done afilu yechidi, it's somebody like myself. Says the Gemara, Ibailu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. When Rav Nachman said kugoy nano, and when Rav Chiya said kugoy nano, what were the credentials of Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya respectively that make them unique, that they both felt that they are exhibits of who the Bryson was referring to? Is it Kigoyna? No, did they mean someone like ourselves, the Gamirna, the Savirna, V'nokitna reshusa. Gemara Rashi says we're very learned. We know a lot of halachas. We know gan shulchan aruch. So v'irno, we also know how to say svaros. We could write tshuvas. We know how to be mechadish. And here's the punchline. Also v'nokitna reshusa. We received reshus from the Resh Gelusa. They were the governing body in Bavel at the time, and they said that we are qualified if we want to be able to paskin dine mamadis by ourselves. Avaloi nokit reshusa dine loidina. But let's say Rav Nachman and Rav Priya would have not gotten reshus from the Resh Gelusa. It could be, even though they're famous dayanim, but maybe they would not have the credentials to be able to dan yichidi. Or maybe afa gavtle nakir reshus adina dini. Or maybe nakir reshus is not ma'akir. Meaning, for sure you have to be a gomirna and a savirna, but maybe to be someone that's a nakir reshusa is not so vichtig. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a right. Marzucha beid Rav Nachman don dini v'tal. Marzucha, the son of Rav Nachman, he once paskin the shaylin, he made a mistake. Also, the comedy of Rav Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef. What did he want to know from Rav Yosef? Is he responsible to pay the person that ended up losing unlawfully because of his toys or not? He wanted to know, does he have any choshem mishpatiga obligations right now because of the mistake that he made? Amar le. So Rav Yosef told Marzuchu, the son of Rav Nachman, im kibluch alayu, if they were mekabel you, meaning if they said that whether you get it right, you get it wrong, regardless of the outcome, we're trusting you and we're going to go along with it. Then loy tashalim, there's no reason for you to pay. The iloy, and if not, zil shalim, you have no choice but you have to pay. But the Gemara says, shmamina, I see one thing from the story. Kiloy nokit reshusa dine dina, that even someone who doesn't have reshus to paskin on his own, if he paskins his din is a din, shmamina, oh, this is a clear raya to the iboilu. What's the raya? The raya is because Marzucha b'rei Rav Nachman had not received reshus from the Resh Gelusa, the paskin. And afilu hachi, he went out on his own, he paskined, and it seems like it was okay. Now, he grabbed and made a mistake, and the question was, what are the repercussions of the mistake that he made? But at the end of the day, the din that he paskined was a good din, even though he had never received reshus. So I say meres, when the Braisa says, and Rav Nachman and Rav Chia both made the comment, what did they mean, kugoyin ano? That they're gomirna v'savirna, they're world class poiskim and talmidei chachamim, but the fact that they had reshus from the Resh Gelusa is neither here nor there, because that's not really one of the boxes you have to check off in order to be a don afilu yichidi. And the raya is because you see, Marzucha b'rei Rav Nachman was also a don yichidi, and we know that he did not have the reshus from the Resh Gelusa necessarily to be able to do this. So the Braisa just taught us a chiddush. Dinei mamonos b'shloisha, right? All dinei mamonos is b'shloisha. Sometimes you need that they should be three mumchin. Sometimes it's enough that there are three hedyotos. But for sure, dinei mamonos b'shloisha. Comes again the Braisa, and the Braisa says, v'm hoyu mumcha l'rabim, don afilu yichidi. That if this person was a mumcha l'rabim, then he can judge afilu yichidi. So just a few ha'aras that the Rishonim speak out, very much on the Rishonim level, just to understand Pashup Shat, what's going on over here. Number one, the Ran, in Chedush Aran speaks out, that don't confuse this Mumcha L'Rabim with the Mumcha that we've been talking about during the first three Dafim. The Mumcha of the beginning of the Masechta, Gzeilus V'Chavoles, has to be Shloisha Mumchin, as opposed to Hedyotos V'Avoles. It's enough if there's Shloisha Hedyotos. That Mumcha means someone that has Smicha. Smicha means that you got Smicha from someone that got Smicha, from someone that got Smicha, all the way back to Yeshua Benun and Moshe Rabbeinu. But the point is, that Mumcha just means that you're a Musmich. This Mumcha is something else. Mumcha L'Rabbi means he's like a famous Dayan. It's not the same thing. So the Shloisha Mumchin of Gzeilus V'Chavolos is not the same as this Mumcha. Faker. That's why this Mumcha L'Rabim could be done Afilu Yechidi, as opposed to when it comes to Gzeilus V'Chavolos, for example, there you would need Shloisha Mumcha. But the point is that this Mumcha of the Braisa, V'mhoya Mumcha L'Rabim done Afilu Yechidi, this Mumcha is talking about somebody that is a famous Mumcha. He's Gomirna, he's Savirna, he's not just someone that got Smicha. He didn't just pass a test, right? He's someone that's a Veltz guy. In fact, the Gemara even has a Havamina that he would have to have gotten specific reshus from the Resh Gelusa in order for him to be able to do his thing. Good, the Gemara said, Shmamina, you don't have to Shmamina. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, this Mumcha L'Rabim is a different Madrega of Mumcha, not to be confused with the Mimcha of the beginning of the parak. That's the first comment from the Rishonim that's important to understand Pashup Shah. The second comment that I believe is important is Rashi. If you look at the top Rashi here on Daf Hamad Aleph, so Rashi says like this: Don afilu biyachid dechsiv betzedek tishpoit v'kasavar inkan iruv parshias. Rashi learns that this halacha from hoyam umchel rabim don afilu yachidi is going dafke according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ik, who said on Daf Gimel Hamad Aleph that we just chazed over and the Hakdama to the Daf holds that when it comes to a dois vahal vois, there's no iruv parshias. And really, a yochid that's a head that's able to pass it. Nor was the Chachamim went, and the Chachamim said that you have to have three, albeit three head yoitis. On that, the Bryce is saying that even though the Chachamim said that it's supposed to be b'shloish, no? But if he was a mumchel rabbin, then he keep it done, afilu yechidi. A bezokt Rashi, he doesn't say it out mefurish, but clearly implied from what Rashi is saying, that if you hold like Rav and Rabavo, that Hidois Valvois requires three midday raisa because of Iruv Parashias. There's no way in the world that a Mumchel Rabim could be done Afilu Yechidi. So Rashi says that this is only going according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ikko. So really, Rashi is saying two things. Number one, it's only Negeya Hidois Valvois, because that's the only place where you have Rav Acha ben Rav Ikko. Rav Acha ben Rav Ikko's Chiddush of B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha is Negeya Hidois Valvois. It's predicated on the fact that there's no Iruv Parashias. Thus, although Gzeilus v'chavolos, you need three, but not when it comes to Hidayis v'alvois. And says Rashi, in that shita, that there's no Iruv Parashis, amid Raisa, one is enough. The Rabbanu were machmer, but even mid Rabbanu, and a mumchel rabbin could be done afilu yichidi. If you look at the first Tosfos on the Yomid, Tosfos starts with Rashi, he's chaylik, and in the middle of the Yomid, Tosfos says, l'kach nir ali, da afilu the man da boi gimel mumchel mid Raisa, even according to the man that holds, that you need three mumchel mid Raisa, takanta the Rabbanu on he, the yochid mumchel rabbin don, afilu yichidi. Tosfos says, no, it has nothing to do with the machloikis, Rav Acha ben Rav Ikko, and Rav and Rav Avo. Everybody is going to hold that a mumchel rabbin is able to don afilu yichidi. Had it, the Rabbanon have a right to say that if the Eraisa, you need three, so the Rabbanon have the plates? The answer is, yeah, this is something we know. The Rabbanon have a koich to do, right? Just like the Rabbanon said that instead of mumchim by hadois malvois, you could have hadyoitish like tinil dals bifnei lovin. So for the same price, they have a right to save him. Hoya mumchil rabim don afilu yichidi. That's the second aura. The third aura is from the Yad Ramah, and that is, the Gemara had it sad that it could be the only time a mumchel rabbin could be done afilu yechidi is if he's gomer of a savirna and he's also nakit na reshusa. Avaloi nakit reshusa, maybe dine loy dine. The Gemara came out, no. There's a raya from Mazuch Breder of Nachman that really you don't have to have reshus from the Reish Galusa. But there was a havamina that you would have to have reshus from the Reish Galusa. And the truth is, we're going to see in the very next Gemara that having reshus from the Reish Galusa, even though it wasn't required, as the Gemara comes out, but it would chapen afkemina. Where it would chapen afkemina is, what would be if someone's a mumchel rabbin, he's don yechidi, and he makes a mistake. So then, to the extent that he had reshus from the Reish Galusa, he wouldn't have to pay. If he didn't have reshus, he would have to pay. Next Gemara. But even what we saw already, before we get to the next Gemara, there's some maila clearly when it comes to having reshus from the Reish Galusa. And the question is, what is that? So the Reish Galusa gave you reshus. So, who cares? At the end of the day, we're dealing with Dinei Deiraisa. The Torah says you need three. The Torah says Mumchin, right? These are all based on Psukim. Everything here in the beginning of Sanhedrin, besides for all the digression, were Limudim. So we're dealing with Psukim, we're dealing with Drashas, we're dealing with Limudim. So what exactly is the Rishus of the Reish Galusa going to accomplish? So the Yad Ramatz, right here on our Dav, he says as follows, V'hainu taima, the kivan d'chziv lo yasa shevet mi Yehuda, v'dar shinon elu rosha galia shevet bavel, shmamina midei raisa islay the Reish Galusa Rishusa lemnuye man deboi v'havalei kehefker bezen. The makar to this idea that the Reish Galusa would play a role is because we saw the Reish Galusa, we know where they were able to do their thing, which means that they had a koyach of hefker bezen hefker, and this is working with the din of hefker bezen hefker. But the bottom line is this inyan of nokit reshusa will seem more bad in the coming Gemara, but I think it's kedai to speak it out already now. It's predicated on hefker bezen hefker. So again, three comments from the Rishonim. Number one, the Ran, this mumchel rabbin that's done afilu yichidi should not be confused with the mumches that we saw earlier in the parak. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if this mumchel rabbin that's done afilu yichidi is going dafke according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ikko that holds a dois valvois midei raisa afilu biyachid, or it's going even according to the shitas that hold ir parshias kosav kan that really midei raisa in three, and the Yad Ramah that says this inyan of nok Rishusa is working with the halacha of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Either way, Zok the Gemara.
Omar Rav. Rav said, "Hi, man, the boy made in Dina. If somebody wants to pass in a shayla, vita mi boy the mifter, but at the same time he wants to hedge his bet so that in the event that he makes a mistake, he should be able to get off the hook. What he should do is lishko reshusa mi bei reshkalusa. He should ask reshus from the reshkalusa, because once you get reshus from the reshkalusa, even if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. Why?" Says the Yad Ramah, like we just spoke out, it's because Hefkebez and Hefke, and if they give you Rishus, they can manipulate these laws however they want. Shmuel said the same thing. Lishkol Rishusa mi bei Reish Kalusa. The eight says to get Rishus from the Reish Kalusa. Zok Digmar. Pshita, that's Pashit. Mehacha lahacha. So when you're learning Talmud Bavli and you see the word hacha, it means Bavel. When you see the word hasam, it means Eretz Yisrael. So that's Pashat says the Gemara, that if someone wants to pass Kinshilos in Bavel, and he got Rishus from the governing body in Bavel, known as the Reish Galusa, that's going to work. May hasam lahasam. If somebody wants to pass Kinshilos in Eretz Yisrael, and he got Rishus from the governing body in Eretz Yisrael, known as the Nesian, that's going to work. Mehacha lahasam nami mahani. And the Gemara says that if somebody got Rishus in Bavel, from the Reish Kalusa, and now he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to pass in a Shaila, that Rishus is going to work. Again, work for what? That if you make a mistake, you're not going to have to pay, right? How do I know that? The Hacha Shevet, V'Hasa Mechaykeik, because the word that was used to describe the Reish Kalusa in the Torah is Shevet, and the word that's used to describe the Nesiim in the Torah is Mechaykeik, the Tanya, and it's based on the Brayis, it says, Le'yasa Shevet Yehuda, U'mechaykeik Bein Raglav. This is one of the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave Yehuda. Le'yasa Shevet Yehuda is Elu Rosh HaGalia Shebebavel Shroiden, Es Yisrael B'Shevet. It's referring to the Reish Kalusa in Bavel. They were the governing body, and they used to whip the Yidden, literally, they would hit them with a shtekin. This is referring to the family of Hillel, Lamed and Tayyib Rabbim. They used to teach Torah in Eretz Yisrael. They were the Nesiim. But the point is, how do we describe the Reish Kalusa? With a shtekin. How do we describe the Nesiim? A mechaykek. Mechaykek, if I remember correctly, was taisht a gesetzgeber, right? You teach Torah. Shtekin versus a melamed. The shtekin is a little bit harbor, and it's for that reason you see that the authority in halach of the Reish Kalusa is considered to be of a higher level than the authority of the Nesiim. If that's the case, if somebody got Rishus from the Shevet, for sure it's going to work in Eretz Yisrael, where all they have the ability to do is to be a Mechaykik. Abba Mihasim Lach, amai. Well, be forget, what if somebody's in Eretz Yisrael, he got Rishus, right, he got Smicha, so to speak, from the Nesiim, and now he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Could he paskin? Well, I'm sorry, now he wants to go to Bavel. Could he paskin or could he not paskin? Or if he paskins and he makes a mistake, is he going to be on the hook or is he not going to be on the hook? Right, again. So, mihacha lahacha, if the Reish Kalusa gives you Rishus and you paskin above, you made a mistake, so you don't have to pay. If the Nesiim gave you Rishus and you paskin in Eretz Yisrael, you made a mistake, you're not going to have to pay. If the Reish Kalusa gave you Rishus and you paskin in Eretz Yisrael and you made a mistake, you're going to be good to go. The question is what? If the Nesiim gave you Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, you went to Bavel, you paskin the Shailo, you made a mistake, are you going to be chayv or not going to be chayv? So the Gemara says, Pashma, I'll bring you the right. The Rabbah Bar Chana, Rabbah Bar Chana, by the way, Tosfos says, not to be confused with the Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, the more famous Amoira. So Rabbah Bar Bar Chana of Amoira Sasvino fame, right? So that Rabbah Bar Bar Chana is not the Rabbah Bar Chana of our Gemara. But anyway, Rabbah Bar Chana don din v'tah. He once paskin the Shailo and he made a mistake. Also, the comment to Rabbi Chia. He went to Rabbi Chia. Amar Leitz, Rabbi Chia told him, Ikib Luchalayu. If the Balidinim were Makabal and they told you that, listen, you paskin our Shailan, if you make a mistake, no worries. Well, if that's what they did, then don't pay. But if not, Zil Shalim, then you should pay. Freak the Gemara. But Rabbah Bar Bar Chana Rishus Havanoket. Rabbah Bar Bar Chana had gotten Rishus. We'll see. The Gemara is going to say in a few lines that Rabbah Bar Chana had gotten Rishus in Eretz Yisrael from Rabbi Yudan Nasi to be able to paskin Shailas. And Afilu Hachi, what did Rabbi Chia tell him? Rabbi Chia told him that unless the Balidinim will mekabel you, you're going to have to pay. Shema Amina, what do you see from here? Mehasam lehacha loy mahani. Because although it's true he got Rishus in Eretz Yisrael, but he made the mistake in Bavel, and he make a mistake in Bavel, it's not going to work. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they're mechaykikim, and in Bavel, they have the Shaven, and that's a whole different level. Shmami knows, like, well, that's it, right? But the Gemara says, that's true. V'loi mahani, v'ho rabba barafuno. I'll tell you another maisa. Rabba rafuno, kevi mincipati de Reish Kalusa. And if he would ever get into a fight with the Reish Kalusa, Omar, this is what he would tell them. Lad mi naichu no kitna reshusa. I don't have to come on to you. I know that you're a big deal in Bavel, but I didn't get my reshus from you. No kitna reshusa me abamari. I got reshus from my father. So who's Rabba barafuno's father? Trick question. Ravuna. V'abamari me Rav. My father Ravuna was a Talmud Muvik of Rav. That's who gave him smicha. V'rav me Rav Chia. Rav is a Talmud Muvik of Rav Chia. V'rav Chia me Rabbi. But the point is that what did Rabbi Bar Ravuna tell the Reish Kalusa? Don't fight with me. I could paskin. I could make mistakes. I could do my thing because I have reshus that trace itself back to who? To Rabbi. One second. The Reish Kalusa is in Bavel. He got reshus from Eretz Yisrael. I thought that mehasam lahacha doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no, really it doesn't work. So what was Rabbi Bar Ravuna saying? He was stam strashing. He was just wasn't real. He was saying, don't think I need your reshus. Lemaisa, he did a shtickle. Because at the end of the day, in Bavel, right now, you're under the domain of the Reish Kalusa, and if you make a mistake here, the reshus that you got in Eretz Yisrael is not really going to work. So says the Gemara, being that you're telling me now that when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you get reshus from the Nesiyim, it doesn't help you for Bavel. So Rabbi Bar Chana reshus the Nakel Amali. So why did Rabbi Bar Chana take reshus? So again, this is the second time the Gemara is telling us that Rabbi Bar Chana got reshus in Eretz Yisrael to paskin, and it sounds like that he even got the reshus specifically to be able to paskin in Bavel. Now, if you're telling me it doesn't work, so why did he even go after this reshus? So the Gemara says, "La'yaris ha'im des alak v'ulin." The taka wasn't negeya Bavel. It's not where it was negeya. It was negeya the ayaris that are near Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, "Hanim shoch is acher Eretz Yisrael." They follow Eretz Yisrael, and because they follow Eretz Yisrael, that's where it was negeya. So the Gemara says, "My reshus. What's this reshus all about?" Again, twice we had that Rabbi Bar Chana got reshus to be able to paskin shilos, and it sounds like from this last Gemara, he even got reshus specifically. He was like leaving Eretz Yisrael, and he says, "Can I get reshus to paskin?" And the Gemara doesn't understand. If it doesn't help outside of Eretz Yisrael, what do you need it for? The Gemara says, "No, it helps outside Eretz Yisrael, it just doesn't help in Bavel." But what is this all about? What's the rest of the story? So the Gemara says, "Kavanochas Rabbi Bar Chana Bavel. Rabbi Bar Chana was going to Bavel. Amalei Rabbi Chia the Rabbi. So Rabbi Chia went to Rabbi, and he said, Ben Achi Yeru the Bavel, my nephew." Mashfestis kind, right? My brother's son is going right now to Bavel. Yoira, could he be a Yoira? Could he paskin? They said, yeah, Yoira. Yodin, right? Yoira is in Yeridea. What about Yodin? Could he paskin Chayshem Mishpat? He said, Yodin. He said, Yata Bechayres? Could it be Mata Bechayres? He says, Yata. You can even paskin Bechayres. The Gemara says, Ki Yavin Nochis Rav LeBavel. When Rav went to Bavel, Amalei Rabbi Chia, the Rabbi. Rabbi Chia told Rabbi, Ben Achisi Yoira LeBavel. My sister's son is going to Bavel. Yoira? He said, Yoira. Yodin? Yadin, Yata Bechayris. Then he ready, he said, Al Yatas. Let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. But the point is, you want to know the rest of the story. My Rishusa, where do you find that there was some Rishus and permission granted to Rabbi Bar Chana to be able to paskin Shilas outside of Eretz Yisrael? It's this Maisa. Now again, you read the story, right? Ki avinochis Rabbi Bar Chana lebavel, amalei Reb Chia lerebi ben Achi Yoyer lebavel, could he paskin shilas? That's why the Gemara thought for sure the reshus that he got was going to work in Bavel. But Kamash 1, the Gemara says really it wasn't going to work in Bavel. It was going to work for the Ayores Hasmuchos le'eretz Yisrael. But either way, the Gemara just told 2 stories, both about Reb Chia's nephews. Reb Chia's brother's son, Rabbi Bar Chana, was going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He asked Rebbe on behalf of his nephew, Yoira, could he pass you in there? He said, yeah, Yoira. Yodin? He said, Yodin. Yata b'chayres? 100%. Then, Rebbe Chia's sister's son, Rav, was going to Bavel, and he goes to Rebbe, and again, he says, Yoira? He says, Yoira. He says, Yodin? Yeah, Yodin. Yata b'chayres? And he says, already no. Al Yata. So the Gemara is going to analyze a little bit these 2 stories. Number one, Maishna Lemar the Kakori ben Achi, Maishna Lemar the Kakori ben Achosi. Why did Rabbi Chia refer to Rabbi Bar Chana as his brother's son, and he referred to Rav as his sister's son? So the Gemara says maybe the answer is pretty obvious. V'chitei mahochi have a maisa. I don't know. He was his brother's son. He was his sister's son. But the Gemara says, it's not a good answer. You know why? Because for Amamar, we have a Messiah that Aivu, V'chana, V'shila, Umarsa, V'rabchia, Kulu b'nei Abba, Bar Acha, Karsel, Mikafi Abba. They were all brothers. They were all the sons of Abba, Bar Acha, Karsel, who came from the place Kafri. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? That Aivu was a brother of Rav Chia. Aivoy, Rashi says, Avu de Rav Hava, was Rav's father, which means that Rav is Rav Chia's brother's son. Now, you see also Chana mentioned over here, or Chana, right? That's Rav's father, Rabbi Bar Chana. So, very geschmack, it stems It reconciles that Rabbi Bar Chana is Ben Achi, but Rav seems to also be Ben Achi. So, Frank the Gemara, why does Rav Chia refer to Rabbi Bar Chana as Ben Achi and to Rav as Ben Achoisi? So, the Gemara answers, I'm going to tell you why. Rabbi Bar Chana was Ben Achi Shal Rav Chia. Rav was also Ben Achi Shal Rav Chia. But he was also Ben Achoyse Sharab Chia. Rav Barachua Dahava Barachse, as opposed to Rav Barachana Barachua Dahava Barachse. So this has some Yuvamas vibes. But the point is that Rav's father was Rav Chia's brother, and Rav's mother was Rav Chia's sister. Now, how is that possible? Does that not mean that by definition Rav's parents are brother and sister? The answer is Yevamos 101. One is Mino'av and the other is Mino'im. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Bar Chana was only Ben Achi, as opposed to Rav was Ben Achi and Ben Achoisin. That's why he refers to him here as Ben Achoisin. Ibo Yisem at the Gemara says, it could be really he was Ben Achi. But Al Shem Chachmasai, the reason he referred to Rav as Ben Achoisi is because sister is a word that associates a lot with Chachma. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Emar LaChachma Achoisiya. Either way, those are the two terutzim to why Rabbi Bar Chana is referred to as Ben Achi, as opposed to Rav is referred to as Ben Achoisi. Another Ha'ara, Yater B'chayris Al Yater. Right? There was another discrepancy between the two stories. Rabbi Bar Chana was told he could be a Yer, he could be a Yodin, if he wants to be Mata B'chayris, he could do that also. As opposed to Rav, Rav can't be Mata B'chayris, Pella. Right? Rabbi Bar Chana has more credentials in Halacha than the great Amir Rav. So the Gemara says, my time. What? Maybe he just, maybe he's not smart enough. I'm reading the Chalkim Tuva. You just said a second ago that he refers to him as Ben Achoisi. Why? Because Emer L'Chachma Achoisiya. And it's more than that. Chalkim Tuva meaning, he's even a bigger chacham than Rabbi Bar Chana, because Rabbi Bar Chana is Ben Achi, but he's only referred to as Ben Achi. Rav is Ben Achi, but he's referred to as Ben Achoisi. Why is he referred to as Ben Achoisi? Because of this inyan, because of the fact that Amal Chacham Achoisi. He's a bigger chacham than Rabbi Bar Chana, so that can't be the reason that he can't paskin b'chayros. Ella says the Gemara mishun delay b'kiyah b'mumi. It's because maybe it's because he didn't know mumin. Maybe he just didn't know this area of halacha. Rabbi Bar Chana was trained in being Mata Bechayrus, as opposed to Rav wasn't, but the Mar says it's not true. Because for my Rav himself said, Shmoyin Osa Kadoshim Gadalti Yetzo Roy Behema. I spent 18 months on a farm. Can you imagine that? Leida Ezamum Kavua, the Ezamum Oiver, to know what's a permanent mum and what's a temporary mum. So clearly Rav knows the Sugya very, very good. So the Gemara says, you have to say it's related to something else. Why? Says the Gemara. Could be Elo, Lachli, cover the Rabbi Barchana. Maybe Rebbe wanted to make sure that Rabbi Bar Chana was going to get covered, right? Rabbi Bar Chana is going together with Rav. So Rabbi Bar Chana's light might shine very brightly, but next to the great Rav, could be no one's going to notice him. So it's for that reason, Rebbe says, I want to make sure Rabbi Bar Chana has the ability to do something that Rav can't do. Not because Rav's not qualified. He's Chakim Tuva. He's so trained. He spent 18 months by a Roya Behemi. He knows the Suya cold. But I want to make sure Rabbi Bar Chana has an edge. Like this, people will give him COVID. And this was his Eitzah. This was the creativity, the ingenuity of Rebbe to make sure Rabbi Bar Chana would get covered. Ibai Yisema, the Gemara says, Mishum HaGufa. The Gemara says something fascinating. It could be the reason Rab wasn't allowed to be Mata B'chayris is Mishum HaGufa. The Rab B'kiya B'mumi Tvei. It's because he spent 18 months by Rebbe Behemet Dak. He knew the Sugya so well. The Shari Mumi D'Liyadi Inchi. And he's going to end up saying coolers. And everyone's going to say, oh, Rab is such a Mako. The Amrin, they're going to say, Ki Hai Gav Nashar Rab. And they're not going to chop the cooler of Rab. Asu L'mishri Mum Oiver. And they're going to end up going, and they're going to be mad to different types of women, and it's going to end up being a tremendous charvin. So you want to know why Rav was told that he can't go ahead and he can't do this? It's because the Olam is not going to happen. He's so good in learning, and his Piskei Halacha might go over people's head, and people are going to misunderstand it, and they're going to end up coming up with terrible halachas. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, it's precisely because he was such a chacham that this halacha was true. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Beis. It's Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Kosav, She'osir L'chocham L'hatir Dover HaTomua She'nira L'rabim She'hiter Esa Issa. It's Osir for a Chocham to issue a Kula where the Olam is going to think he was Matir or Dover Osir. It's a fascinating halacha. The Vilna Goy in Abir Agra says, what's the Makar to this halacha? It's Sanhedrin daf hem beis. This is the makar to this halacha. That you see over here, this inyan, that Rebbe was worried about kulas that Rav might issue because of the fact that he's such a goyin in these inyanim. No one's going to chap it because no one understands it the way he understands it. And people might start applying it in the wrong way. And it's from here, says the Goyen, that this Yesh Oimrim found itself in Shulchan Aruch, that it could be a Rav, if he knows a Kula, and he knows 100% this is the way it is. But if it's something that's Tamua L'Rabim, where the Oilam is not going to chop, it's going to go over their head, it could be this an Inyan for a person to have a little bit of a sensitivity. But either way, these are two Pshatim that the Gemara said, why it could be Rebbe, although he gave Rishus to Rabbi Bar Chana to be Mata Bechairis, but to Rav not. Yoyra, Yoyra, Yodin, Yodin, Yata Bechairis, Al Yater. Why? Either Lach Loik Loik Kovid to Rabbi Bar Chana, or Mishum Hog Gufe to Rabbi Kiyah B'mumei Tzai. But it has nothing to do with the fact that Rav wasn't qualified. To the contrary, it seems like he was overly qualified. Makarta, overly qualified. Either way, Sok the Gemara. Yoyra, Yoyra. Igam Rishusa Lamali. Lemishkal says, Igamer, I'm sorry. Rishu Salam Ali Lemishkal. So, Reb Chiya asked on behalf of his nephews from Rebbe, Yaira, right? Could they be a Yaira, Yaira? Faith to Gemara, I understand. If you know that Allah is, what do you need Rishus for? Why do you need Rishus to be a Yaira? So, Tais asks the obvious Kasha, top Tais on the Amid. Tais says, what do you mean? Maybe it's Negeya, the Sugya. It's Negeya that if he makes a mistake, he won't have to pay. I am Tais, who says a little bit of a teretz. But either way, the Gemara says, Igamer Rishus, Salam Ali Lemishkal. So, the Gemara, Mishum, Maisa Shahaya. It's based on a Maisa Shahaya. The time going to the price. Pam Achas, Allah, Rebbe, the Mokamach. Rebbe once went to a place. And he saw the chevra, they were kneading dough, and they were doing it in a state of tum. Amalehem. So Rebbe turned to them, he said, Mibnei atem megablim, he says, Eichem betum, what are you doing? Amalei Talmud Echad. So Amalei, and they told him, Talmud Echad Balakan, a Talmud came here, Vahayra lanu, and he paskin to us, Mei bitzon ein machshir. Meaning, even if someone's tame, if you come in contact with food, unless the food becomes wet first with one of the Zayin Mashkin, Sechtes Machshirin, then you're not going to convey any tumah. Now, there was liquid over there, but the liquid was Mei Bitzayim. Mei Bitzayim is water that comes from an agam, comes from a marsh, comes from a swamp. Now, they told Rebbe that a Talmud Echad came, and he paskin Mei Bitzayim e Machshir. Now, the truth is, Vahu, this Talmud, had said Mei Beitzim Darashlo. That's what he had said. Not Mei Bitzayim, from a swamp, but Mei Beitzim, from an egg. But the Inu Savar, they thought, Mei Bitzayim Kamar, that it was really Mei Bitzayim. Now, these Chevra made a mistake, right? They heard Bitzayim when they were supposed to have heard Beitzim. But the Emes is, they made another mistake. What was, meaning, this mistake was a little bit of a lamedish mistake. Why? Because they knew that the halach is that Mei Karmiyin u'Mei Figa, so these were two rivers, Psulin, any water that comes from there is pasul for the Paraduma. Paraduma involved water. It's pasul. Mipnei Shehein Mei Bitzayim, because they're Mei Bitzayim. So they made already a whole shtickle Torah. Then Usava Middle Gabichatas Psili Achshu and Namele Machshe. Meaning they heard this Talmud come and say Mei Bitzayim is not Machshe. They really said Mei Beitzim, but they heard Mei Bitzayim, and right away they said, "Oh, it's Gevaldig! It stems with that halacha in the Sechtes Parah, where you find that Mei Bitzayim is not kosher for the Paraduma. Why? Obviously, because it's not Mayim. Torah says Mayim Chayim El Keli, right? Obviously, it's not Mayim. Oh, it's Gishmak. It's possible for the Chatas Achshu and Namele Machshe. But the Rosh says Veloy." This was one big shtickle Torah that's nishka toigen, nishka floigen. Why? Because hasam over there, leinim chatos, bina mayim chayim. There, it's not enough mayim. It has to be mayim chayim. You're right. Water that comes from a marsh is not mayim chayim. But hoch over here, achshure kolduhu machshure. Over here, all you need is for it to be machshure. And for that, even a little something is going to be enough. So the Gemara says, and here's the postscript, and here's the punchline. Tana, ba'oysa shal gazru. So there's a braisna that says the postscript to this story that they made a gzeira talmud al yoyre elam keinoitom rishus mirabai. A talmud should never pass in a shiloh unless he receives rishus from his Rebbe. But either way, that's this inyan of them needing Rishus to be able to paskin. The reason they needed Rishus to be able to paskin, Yaira! Why do you need a Yaira for? Because of concerns like this. Meaning, if someone's qualified, that's great. But at the same time, there's certain communication skills. You still have to get rishus from the Rebbe. The Rebbe has to say that I trust you, that you'll be able to be clear about the distinction between mei beitz and mei betzah. Because if you're not going to be able to do that, then already I'm concerned that maybe a churban's going to come out, like this ma'aseh shoyo, kach hayo. So it's because of this story, which happened, by the way, with Rebbe, right? Rebbe's the one that's saying yoyro, yoyro in our sugya. It's because of this ma'aseh shoyo that this halacha was ge'paskin. So the Gemara now is going to digress and tell some other stories related to a Talmud paskining with or without rishus from his Rebbe. Tancha b'rei Rav Ami, iklo l'chasar. So Tancha b'rei Rav Ami, he once came to the city of Chasadarish Lahu. He darshened the following. He said, Muta l'usay schitim b'pesach. You're allowed to soak wheat on Pesach. Why would you not be allowed to? Maybe it's going to become chametz. Amrulay, they told him, Lav Rav Mani de Mansur ikka hacha. Isn't Rav Mani de Mansur here? V'tani, we learned to the Brisa, Talmud ayyur, alachim makim rabbi, elim kina yirachim imenu, shalosh parsois, kedegin machni Yisrael. And Talmud's not allowed to paskin in the presence of his Rebbe, unless he's three parsois away. You're not three parsois away. What are you doing? You have no right to paskin the Shaila. Amraluhu, he told him, Lav adatoy, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know he was here. Had I known he was here, I would not paskin the Shaila. Another story. Rav Chia, chazel, ahu gavra, David koi bevesak fars. Rav Chia once saw a person standing in the Besak fars. They told him, "Lav ben ish pleini kayanata. Aren't you the son of a kayan?" Which means you're a kayan. He said, "Yeah, I am the son of a kayan." But at the same time, avua dahu gavra, my father gva inayim hava. He was a gva inayim. Rashi says, "Holach acher enov, nasan ena begrusha." He saw a grusha. He married her. He had a child. That's me, the chilaloi. I'm a cholol. A cholol, we know, is a zar, right? The Gemara's lashon is lav mizare daharino. He's not even considered zare shalaharin. But the point is, he's a zar. Being that he's a zar, he says, I'm not a kohen. Yeah, my father's a kohen. That's true, but I'm not. Because I'm a cholol, and as a result, I'm allowed to be in a base like first. Nacha Gemara. Pshnita, that's pashit. Lepalga, hakamrinin de mahani. So the way Rashi explains this Gemara is, if somebody gets Rishus to Paskin Lapalka, meaning he's told Yoira, or he's told Yodin, or he's told Yata Bechairis, right? He's given Rishus Lapalka. So that's Poshet, that he's allowed to Paskin for that Palka. What's the Makar? Hakam Rina, the Mahani, it's what we just learned. Right, from Rebbe. Rebbe gives Rishus for this, not for that. You saw it from Rav. Al Tanai Mai. What would be, however, if somebody was given Rishus ala Tanai, Rashi, could go in Achshono or Achshnosayim, Velo Yoiser. If somebody's given Rishus, you can pass him for the next year, or you could pass him for the next 2 years. During that interim period, does it work or does it not work? So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Omale Rabbi Yoichanon, Li Rav Shemen. Rabbi Yoichanon told Rav Shemen, Hare Ato Pirshu Seinu, Ad shetavoy etzleinu. Your birshu seinu, meaning you have rishus to paskin, ad shetavoy etzleinu, till you come back to us. But what do you see from here? That a person could be given rishus even for a short amount of time. In other words, rishus is not all or nothing. So it could be a chatzi in kamus, and it could even be a chatzi in echos. Right? It could be that I'm giving you rishus to paskin everything, but only for a certain amount of time. Or I'm giving you rishus only for certain things. Either way, rishus is not an all or nothing. That is this last piece of Gemara, and we are going to stop here. So just two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So the daf began with a braisa. Tan Rabbana, Dine Mamanes Bishloisha, Vimhoya Mumchele Rabin, Don Afilu Yechidi. So the Braisa says that Dine Mamanes is Bishloisha, but if somebody is a Mumchele Rabin, he could be Don Afilu Yechidi. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Kigoyna no, Don Dine Mamanes Yechidi. Vichen Rav Chia, Kigoyna no, Don Dine Mamanes Yechidi. Toisfis, Dibra Maskel, Kigoyna no, Don Dine Mamanes Yechidi, asks Akasha, from a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And this Mishnah is in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi, she ain don yechidi elo echad. A person should never be a don yechidi. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi. So how could Rav Nachman say, Kegoyin ana, don dine mamanis biyechidi? V'chein am Rav Chia, Kegoyin ana, don dine mamanis yechidi. And really, the Braisa said, V'mayim umchel rabim don afilu yechidi. Has it shtim with the Mishnah Novice, where the Mishnah says, Al tehi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi elo echad. And Tosfos says that it could be that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is only an Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malon. It's not a halacha. It's not even a mili de chasidos. It's an eitz toiva. It's an eitz toiva shelo yitte. And it could be Rav Nachman and Rav Chia both felt that being that they were very rogel to paskin shailas, right? We know Rav Nachman is the mora de kula talmuda when it comes to all things chesha mishpa. So it could be Rav Nachman and Rav Chia too, they felt that maybe this wouldn't be such an issue. But really, there is a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, al tehi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi ela echad. So the first R is going to be on this Mishnah, which again is very negeya today's daf. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Lechem Shamayim, he asks a gevaldige kasha. The Mishnah says, al tehi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi ela echad. Freit Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we know that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a don yechidi. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Bezdin Shalmaila, a Pamalya Shalmaila. In fact, Rashi brings a Chumash that every time it says Hashem, what does it mean? Hashem u Bezdinoi, Nase Adam, right? You find it throughout the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Bezdin. So, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Alti Don Yechidi, She'ein Don Yechidi, Elo Echad. Even the Echad, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Don Yechidi. So, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Don Yechidi? Maybe you could say, and maybe on some level it's even Pashut. On the first day of creation, so the Pasuk says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoy Mechad. There's a Medrash, it's in Bereishis Rabbah Gimel Ches. The Medrash says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoy Mechad, Shenasalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoy Mechad. Ve'eze? What does it mean, Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike, Yoy Mechad? It's referring to one day of every single year. There's one day a year that's special. And what's that day? That day is Yom Kippur. So there's a Yoy Mechad of the year, of the 365 days of the year, of the 354 days of the year. There's a Yoy Mechad, and that Yoy Mechad is the day of Yom Kippur. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv, in Zois LeYaakov, in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, he says, "Oymik nifla, ubehektim the Pnei Yeshua in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah daf tes zayin amid beis." He says, "We know that b'Rosh Hashanah yekasevun ubeyoyim tzoyim kippur yekasevun." Meaning, there are two Yemei Adin. There's the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah, and there's the Yom Adin of Yom Kippur. Says the Pnei Yeshua, there's a fundamental difference between the Yom Adin of Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Adin of Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, but he judges in Pamal Yishal Maila. He judges together with the Pamal Yishal Maila. And the Pnei Yeshua goes on to describe how he has the Dayanim to his right and the Dayanim to his left. And the ones to his right are Melamed Schus on Yidin, and the ones to his left are Melamed Chayv on Yidin. But the Tzura of the court, the heavenly tribunal, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges together with his Pamal Yishal Maila. But on Yom Kippur, says the Pnei Yeshua, then there's no Pamal Yishal Maila. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges by himself. And he says that's why you find that the Midas HaRachamim on Yom Kippur is much more manifest than it is on Rosh Hashanah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem is kulei rachamim. Narvas, on Rosh Hashanah, he has to answer to the Pamal Yishal Maila. He has to answer to a Bezdin. So Memela goes with that Seder. But on Yom Kippur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging by himself, so over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to answer. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said like this. He said it's mavur that on Yom Kippur, there's no Pamal Yishal Maila. The emes is, he says it's kamada mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that the word hasatan is Gematria 364. Why 364? Of course, there are 365 days of the year, but the Satan only has the koyach to do his thing on 364 of the 365 days. There's one day that the Satan doesn't have a shus to be mastin. What's that day? That day is on Yom Kippur. What's the oimik? The oimik is because there's no malachim on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by himself. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, Yesh Loimad, that's the oimik of the Medrash. Because we know Rashi says, Vayere Vayevoyke Yoimechad. We just learned this together. It should have said Yom Rishon. Why does it say Yom Yechad? Rashi says, "Lefi Shaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Boylamoi Shloim Nivra Malachim Ad Yom Beis Kach Mefurish BeBreishis Rabba." On the first day of creation, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a Yochid Boylamoi because the Malachim hadn't been created yet. So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, "Yesh Loimah." That when the Medrash says, "Vayere Vayevoke Yom Yechad," Shenoslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Echad Ve'ezez Yom HaKippurim, the Yom Kippur that's described in this Medrash as being Yom Echad is the Zelba Yom Echad as the Vayera Vayvoyke Yom Echad of the Pshutai Shal Mikra. The Pshutai Shal Mikra Yom Echad is the first day of creation. The Drash is Yom Echad is every single Yom Kippur. Abiyesh Loima, the Oymek of the Yom Echad of Yom Kippur is the Zelba as the Taich and the Oymek of the Yom Echad of the first day of creation. And what was the first day of creation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yochid by Lomai, because there were no other Koiches, Adayim Le'Nivra Malachim. Every single Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yochid by Lomai. He's a Yochid by Lomai because the Satan doesn't have a chance to be Mastin. And like the Pnei Yeshua says, that there's no Pamal Yishomailo, because on that one day, it's literally like the first day of creation. It's a Yom Echad, Daiko, in the same oifin of the Pshut Taichal Mikra of what Yom Echad was, which was the first day of creation. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said, that's the oimik of understanding. You want to understand Yom Kippur? You want to understand Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid by Lomoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to the reality and the metzias of what was the first day of creation. Now, there's Malachim, but the Malachim have no Rishos. There's a Satan, there's a Pamal Yishomayla, but they all have a day off. All the angels have a day off. And their off day is on Yom Kippur, because on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid Ba'ilamai. Shmiyanka feared ice with a beautiful hergish. He said that it could be that's why Maseches Yuma is referred to as Yuma. By the way, this was the first raid by the Maseches Yuma. But he said, why is it referred to as Maseches Yuma? Yuma means day, but it's in Aramish, it's Aramaic. Right? None of the names of the Masechtas, or Kemat none, are in Aramaic. They're, for the most part, in Lashon HaKodesh. So why would we refer to Yuma, or Yoima, as Aramaic? Why not Lashon HaKodesh? Said Yesh Lomi, because the Gemara says that the Malachim don't speak Lashon Arami. And this is a remez, that on this day there's no Malachim. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yochid by Lomai, and it's Merum is in the name of the Masechta, which means Yom Kippur, but how do you say it? You say Masechtas Yuma, but Al-Kaponim, it's Nisbar, one Indian. And that is, that although it's true, that HaKadosh Baruch has a Pamal Yishomayla, but there's one day a year that there is no Pamal Yishomayla. And what's that one day a year? That one day a year is Yom Kippur. Is Lefiza Yeshloy Ma Poshet. That's the Teretz Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Kasha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks, who are you? Alti don yichidi, shein don yichidi el echad. Shnek the yavitz in lechem shemayim. What do you mean? Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a don yichidi, because we know Hashem is always Hashem ubeis dinoi. The teretz is that's true 364 days of the year, but this one day a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges by himself, and that's what this mishnah is referring to. Alti don yichidi, shein don yichidi. There's only one day and one time that there's a don yichidi, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the emes is it could be. It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. Right in the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin, literally, Daf Aleph Amid Beis, right? Yerushalmi has Daf Aleph. It's literally Daf Aleph Amid Beis. Yerushalmi says like this, Amir Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't Don Yechidi. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Don Yechidi. The Yerushalmi is going on our Braisa, today's Daf. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. Ro'isi es Hashem Yoshev al Kisoy, v'chol tzva Hashemayim oimed olav miminoi u'mismoiloi. See, you see clearly that there's a Pamal Yishomayla. See, even HaKadosh Baruch who says the Yerushalmi is not Don Yechidi. Abizok the Gemara Rebutim and Pazi continued, and he said, Af al pi she'ein Don Yechidi, abichoysem Yechidi. Shenemar aval agid l'cha es Haroshum b'ksav emes. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Don Yechidi. But even though he's not Don Yechidi, he's Choysim Yechidi. What does it mean he's a Choysim Yechidi? So Pashin, it means he signs off on the verdicts. He doesn't judge by himself, but he signs off on the verdict. Abel Lefi this Reb Shmuel Yankif, Yeish Loiman, it's really a Pnei Yeshua, that Choysim Yechidi is referring to Yom Kippur. B'rosh HaShonah Yechosevon, u'b'yom Tzayim Kippur Yechosemon. And really, Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin. It's a Yom Adin, but it's also the Yoyim of the Chesimus Adin. But the point is, it could be Dosh Neit on Dei Yerushalmi. Af al Bisha ain't Don Yechidi, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chosim Yechidi. By the way, if you want a Nifl de Gemara Mokim with regards to this Yerushalmi, take a look at the Meshach Chachma in the Haftoira of Parshas Vayelech. But the point is that it could be this is what the Yerushalmi means. Af al Bisha ain't Don Yechidi, Chosim Yechidi. So I was just thinking, I saw that the Mefarshim Mishnayas, they are all bothered. Alti don yechidi shein don yechidi ella echad. Why is the lashon ella echad? The lashon should have been shein don yechidi ella kodesh baruch hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, but where do you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad? She'in don yechidi elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at Tosis, when Tosis brings the Mishnah, it's a Tosis Lashonin, she'in don yechidi elo Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both. Oh, but the Gersa that we have in our Mishnayis is she'in don yechidi elo Echad. Oh, but Yesh Loim, Alefir Reb Shmuel Yankiv, it's a remez to the Vayyere Vayivoyke Yoyim Echad. That time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lomi. That's the one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Takad on yechidi. And what's the Makar to an echad, gewaldig. Shein don yechidi el echad. That's the echad. That's the first aura. The second aura is there's a gemara in the Sechtes Yuma daf chav vav min alaf. The gemara says Omar Rava le meshkachas surba mirabon and the moiri. You will not find the tzumra rabbanan that paskins shaylas. Elo da osi meshevet Levi over meshevet Yisach. Unless he comes from either shevet Levi shevet Yisach. So if you find a rabbi who paskins shaylas, you know you can narrow down his yichas to one of two shvatim. Either he's a Levi or he's from Yisach. Levi dechsev yoyru mishpatach liyakav iser oschli Yisrael. Yisach dechsev umi bnei Yisachar yoydei bina lo itim lo das. Mayasa. But the point is that there's a makar to Levi, there's a makar to Yisach. Faith to Gemara, maybe Yehuda. Maybe Yehuda. The Chsev, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Yehuda Mechaikiki. What's a Mechaikik? A Gesetzgeber, right? He's a Mechaikik. You see, he lays down the law of the land. So he sees a Pasuk. So the Gemara says it's true. Yehuda Mechaikiki, Abasuke Shmaita Libid Hilchsakamina. Yehuda doesn't always get it right. Levi and Yisachar, they get it right. But Yehuda wasn't Zoicha, Tasuke Shmait Alib de Hochza. Tosfos asks a bomb kasha. Rava said that you only are going to find a Paisik from Levi or Yisachar. Fake Gemara, what about Yehuda? So how do you know Yehuda is a Paisik? Because it says Yehuda Mechaikiki. Where does it say it? Tehillim, Perik Samach, Pasik Tes. Fake Tosfos, Tehillim, Perik Samach, Pasik Tes, a Pasik in the Torah. It's in Parashas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu told Yehuda, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda, U Mechaikek Mi Bein Raglov. It's the same word, Mechaikek. So if you're going to ask Akasha, that Yehuda, being that we find that he's a Mechaikek, that's a Raya, that he's a Moira, that he's a Baal Halacha, why are you flying and varfing Tehillim Perek Samach? It's a pasuk in the Torah, it's in the Birchas Yaakov. Everybody knows this pasuk. Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda, U Mechaikek. So Tosfos says, "V'yei shloimer da'hi bebracha hu dechsev." That pasuk was a bracha. Who said the bracha of Yaakov Avinu was in Skyim? Nechatesi. You don't know it from there. Avam mehaykra meisi shekachoyo shebe Yehuda yesh mechaykikem. The reason we brought Yehuda mechaykik because in Yehuda mechaykik you see that it happened from the pasuk of Barish Vayichi. You only see the bracha, but who said the bracha was in the sky? You think Yaakov Avinu's bracha? I hear, but nechatesi. Here it's mefurish Yehuda mechaykik. There's no question. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden, again, in his Agoyis Yaivitz, on this Tosfos, Yuma Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, says a beautiful teretz based on a Tosfos in our sugya right here, Sanhedrin Daf Hei Amar Aleph. So the Gemara said that there was a Reish Galusa in Bava, and there were Nesim in Eretz Yisrael. But the authority of the Reish Galusa was greater than the authority of the Nesim. So much so that if somebody got Rishus to Paskin from the Reish Galusa and he went there to Shul and he made a mistake, he's Potter. But if somebody got Rishus from the Nesius to Paskin and he went to Babel and he made a mistake, he's going to be responsible to pay. And the reason is because when the Torah describes the Reish Galusa, it describes it as Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda. Shevet is a shtekin. But when we describe the Nesius, it's Umechaikik Mibain Rakov. Umechaikik, somebody that teaches Torah. Shevet is more than Melamed, and it's for that reason their authority is of greater authority. And Echapsan Afkimina here in Sanhedrin, Daf Heyamar Aleph. Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, the Hocha Shevet, the Hosam Mechaikik, quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a different reason. He says, you want to know why the Reish Galusa had more authority than did the Nesiim, it's because the Reish Galusa were all descendants of David HaMelech, descendants of Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu. But they were descendants mitzado av. They were benacha, benacha, benacha bet. They came from the Scharim. As opposed to the Nesiim, who were also descendants of David HaMelech, who, of course, traces himself back to Yehuda, but they came in Hanekevos. And Yichus min av is better than Yichus min ha'em, Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, Mishpachas en ena kruya mishpacha, and being that they had better Yichus, so it's for that reason, their authority is considered a greater authority. The truth is, Be'ezer Hashem, it's on the to-do list. We're going to do a proper Reish Bite on the Reish Kalusa, because really, can't even understand Talmud Bavli without properly understanding the Reish Kalusa. So this is something that we could have done tonight, but Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to punt for now, but we're going to get back to this. This is something that's very wichtig. It's something we want to get to. But the most basic fundamental principle of understanding the Reish Kalusa is that they came from Davidic dynasty, right? They came from David HaMelech, and the Persian government felt that they were miyuchasim. They were b'nei melachim, and it's for that reason they gave them the authority that they gave them. Meaning, at the end of the day, the Jews were under Persian rule. So the Reish Kalusa telling people what you could do, you can't do, misam chalish. The terrorist is the Persian government. And the Persian government respected them because they had yichas briefs that traced back to David HaMelech. Wow, these are descendants from King David, from David HaMelech. We have to give them hats off. We give them a tremendous amount of respect. That was the basic point that even gave them the authority to do what they were able to do. But it says, Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi, that the reason the Reish Kalusa is more than the Nesiim is because the Reish Kalusa comes min ascharim as opposed to the Nesiim comes from the Nesiim. So Zokrib Yaakov Emden, Lafid, this Yerushalmi that Tosfos himself quotes, Sanhedrin, Hamad Aleph, it's Miyushiv, Tosfos Kasha here in Sukkah Chavava, in Yuma Chavava, Hamad Aleph, half of a fellow. What was Tosfos Kasha? That the Gemara said, Omar Rafa, Lemishkachas Surba, Merabon, the Mari, Eldas Mishavi Levi, and Mishavi Yisachar. Frey the Gemara, what about Yehuda? How do you know Yehuda? Because it says Yehuda Mechaikiki, Frey Tosfos. Why are you coming to Yehuda Mechaikiki? Why don't you say, because it says, U'mechaikik mi bein raglov. Wasn't that the bracha of Yaakov? The Torah says, yeah, it was the bracha of Yaakov. Oh, but the bracha of Yaakov was that Yehuda would have descendants from his daughters that would be mechaikikim. They would come min hanekevos, which means that all these mechaikikim that Yaakov Avinu was talking about, these mechaikikim are mitzad hanekevos. So what shevet are they from? Min hanekevos, they're from Yehuda. But what about min hazachar? Probably, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, either from Levi, other from Yisach. And that's why the Gemara couldn't ask from Layasa Shevet Yehuda, who mechaikik mi bein raglo. But from the Pasik of Yehuda, mechaikiki, there the Gemara understands that these are people that are from Shevet Yehuda, that's their Shevet. Layasa Shevet mi Yehuda, who mechaikik mi bein raglo, the Yerushalmi was megalotas, means mitzad anekevos, but not mitzad ascharim. So what's their Shevet mitzad ascharim? Probably other Levi, other Yisach. So what's the Kasha? It stems with what Rava said. Oh, but Yehuda mechaikiki, there it was smashma to the makshin the Gemara that they're really from Sheva Yehuda. Oh, it's a whole different Indian. So if that's the case, right, the Gemara veim Yehuda, and the Gemara says that they weren't zaycha. Lo'ukim ishmaita alibe de hilchasa. That is Rabbi Yaakov Emden Ta'ara on this Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that with Fizeh, you could understand something that always bothered him. And that is that the Gemara says that we don't paskin like Shevet Yehuda, as if they weren't zaycha, that the halacha should be kamoisam. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel is Hillel, comes from Shevet Yehuda, ostensibly, right? Comes from David HaMelech, Hillel. Now, his kasha is Beis Hillel. I'm not sure what Beis Hillel has to do with Hillel, but I guess Beis Hillel followed the teachings of Hillel. But the point is that what about Beis Hillel? What about Rebbe? Halacha ki Rebbe mechaveira. Says, what about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe's father? Kamachim Shashana, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, b'mishnasenu halacha kemoisai. They're from Shevet Yehuda, right? They're all from David HaMelech. The Nesiim were from David HaMelech. I thought that Loch is not like Shevet Yehuda. They weren't zoicha to this. The Teretz is, they're from Shevet Yehuda, min hanekevos, min hascharin, oy mei Levi, oy mei Yisachar. And that's why you find that the Loch could be like Beis Hillel, the Loch could be like Rebbe, and the Loch could be like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So just to end with one beautiful Maramach, we mentioned this years ago, about the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and that is the Shoilu Meshif, Reb Yosef Shol Natanzin, in his Akdama to his very first volume of Shaul HaMeshev. So I don't know how many volumes of Shaul HaMeshev there are, but there's a lot. And this is in the introduction, it's the Hakdama to the very, very first volume. So Yitzchak von Natan said, he writes a little bit of a hisnatzlus. Says, who am I to write a sefer, and I'm going to pass in Shailas. And he starts off saying that, you know, the Gemara says in Yuma Chavavam and Aleph, Amar Rav Mishkach Tzum Rabbanan Demayri, Elod Asim Meshevi Levi, Oy Meshevi Yisachar. He says, what's the pshat? Even Yehuda, there was like a Havamina, Yehuda Mechaikiki. Yeah, Yehuda, he lays down the law of the land, but he gets it wrong sometimes, right? But who gets it right? It's Levi and Yisachar. So what's the pshat? So he says, I think the pshat is probably because Levi and Yisachar were completely immersed in learning. Levi, we know the Rambam and then the Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. Hashem unach alasai, right? They're not Eirich Mulchama. They don't work. That's why they have no land in Eretz Yisrael, because they can't be Zayrei b'shas Ri and Chayrus b'shas Chrisha and Kaisa b'shas Ksira. They have no time for this, right? Shevet Levi is Hashem hu nach alasai. Then it's Kaddish Kaddish Kadoshim. That's the Madreg of Levi. So Levi's all in, right? Levi is all in. Yisachar also. Yisachar doesn't go to work in the morning. Yisachar has Zvulin. He has a Shutif. And that's his shutfist, that's his arrangement. Yehuda's a big masmid. Yehuda sits and learns. Yehuda's not shy. He's kedeya itin. But Yehuda's a kenig. He's involved with tichsusei mechama. He's involved with other things. And because he's involved in other things, he wasn't zaycha. So said Rabbi Yosef Shaul in the Hakdama, I think that's Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Pashup Shana in the Gemara is Levi's all in. Per the Rambam and Sof Shmita V'Yoyvel, and Yisach, everyone knows, is all in. And it's for that reason. Because they are 100% Arangeton, they were Zoicha, that their halachas are right. Meaning, you can contribute to Torah, but if you want to be Zoicha, that you should get it 100% right, this is shades of Ilfa and that whole Indian. But to get it 100% right, you have to be Rabbi Yoichanan, halacha k'mayis ha-b'chal makam. You have to be legamre Arangeton of learning. But then he said, at the end of the day, he said, I made an observation. And the observation that I made is that you find that Rav Mevare HaShulchan Aruch came from Shevet Levi, which is one of the two Shvatim that Rava said you're going to find in Meir Eira. I'll read to you a few of the lines inside. Rav Mevare HaShulchan Aruch hayu hakoyhanim alavim, bali hasma v'hashach hayu koyhanim, v'hataz v'amogen avram v'hashla hayu levim, u'bizmanenu elu hanoyde b'yehuda v'afla. So he says like this. Even though I think that the real reason that Levi and Yisachar is because they're legamri orangutan and they have, but at the end of the day, there's some siyata d'shma. You see it. He says, look around. It's a coincidence that the shach and the sma and the taz and the magen avram and the shlo and the behuda and the afla and the ktsois, they're all kayhanim, all levim. Obviously, it's this gemara and yuma chavavam and aleph. That means if you're a levi, you have a bezunderes siyata d'shmaya. And if being a levi means that you have a bezunderes siyata d'shmaya, so he says, no, I'm a levi. So he says, if I'm a Levi, this is what I'm going to be Soymech on. And it's for that reason I'm going forward and I'm going to write thousands of tshuvas, by the way. But either way, he said, this is what is I'm being Soymech on. It's rather interesting. At the end, he says, V'alkein choshavti ulai eske shel gam sif soysayu doivavois b'chayai. And then when I die, nachama. This is a makar. We've spoken about this before. This is a makar. It's the under makar is that there's an Indian of sifsoysef doyvavos even while the person's alive. But the bottom line is, this is what the Shaul HaMeshev writes in his Akdam. So yeah, we mentioned this many years ago. If it sounds familiar, I think we mentioned it. Yuma chavavam and aleph on this gemara right here. This is when we spoke at this raid. A be'im based medrash b'loy chiddush. Since then, I was zoicha to become familiar with the svarim of Agoyin Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, and on Shabbos, I took a look in his Menucha Shalom. This is a Chelik Dalet Simen Aleph. He has a whole arichos on this Inyan. Simen Aleph is called Be'inyan Le'matzinu Meirah Hayra Elim Yisheva Levi V'Yisachar. And he brings the Shailam Echev and the Hakdama, this classic Maramakim. And then he brings another Maramakim, which we rather also spoke at in Yuma Chavavam and Aleph. This is not yet the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush part. So he brings from a Sefer called Shailas Rechuv Hashem Yishimin. The Mechaber of the Sefer was Reb Shimon Palak. That was his name, Reb Shimon Palak. And he writes like this. He writes that if you ever find a situation where you're not sure who the halach is like, machlikes a poiskim, and you know what to do. He says, if one of the poiskim is a kohen or a levi, follow him. Because we have guidance from Rava. Rava told us in Yuma Chavava Mer Aleph that the halacha follows the Levian and the Yisachars. Now, we don't know who's from Yisachar today, but a Levi we know. And it's for that reason, if you know someone's a Kohen or someone's a Levi, he says, that's who you're supposed to follow. He says as follows, Kigoyim, beplukta beinat turei zov l'mogen Avram. So if you have a machloikis between the Taz and the Mogen Avram, so he says, who are you supposed to paskin like? You're supposed to paskin like the Taz, based on the fact that the Taz was a Levi. Or if you have a machloikis ktsois and nesivis, you paskin like the ktsois, because the ktsois was a kohen. At the time we said, try saying this in yeshiva, that I hold the ktsois is right, because the ktsois was a kohen. It's not going to go over well. But this is what he said in halacha. In Shaios Teshuvas, Shem Yishimit, if you want to look it up, Chelik Aleph, Hoshem Mishpat, and the end of Simin Vav. But I'll kopon him, said Rav Shimon Palak, this Indian to me, I take to such a level, that this is what I hold. So Yaakov Chaim Sofer says like this, he says, Vine Milvad Shadvarim Ma'ut Chadoshim. He says, everything that he's saying is such a big chiddush. Ukemosha, who's al hirgish? He was Margish himself, but he said, there's one thing I have to just be aimed on. Oid ba, the any maven dvarav. He said that we paskin like the Taz over the Magen Avram, and the reason is because the Taz is a Levi, as opposed to the Magen Avram. He says, I don't understand. He says, everybody knows that the Magen Avram was also a Levi. It's Mefursim, he says. Ulefichach, my ka'amar, what does he mean? Yesh la'achriya kemat keturei zov negen Magen Avram, kivin shoyo Levi, v'hutema rabo. He forgot the Magen Avram was a Levi. Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin in his Akdama listed the Magen Avram as one of the Levim. He said, but everybody knows he was a Levi. So, Mefursim. So I don't even understand how he could have made that mistake. He said, besides, he said that Shemi Shimon said that if it's Machlokes Taz and Magen Avram, you always go with the Taz. Good, Levi. But that's a lane that you always go with the Taz. So he starts Varfi Mar Makoimis. He says, Ubesefer Kerem Shloimo, Yeridea Soiv Simon Reish Membez Oistav Zain. Hevi Mishem, Shal Sachuvas Oil Shmul Simon Yud Zain. Quote, Kvar Kiblu Lodun Alpia Magen Avram. From Beirachayim, Valpia Shach Beiradeya, Valpia Beishmul Vebena Esner, Valpia Sma Bechoshem Mishpat, Ubechol Ze Ein Lamedim and Aklolus Rakcha Kach Nogalma. He seems to say that the Minhag Yisrael was to always follow the Magen Avram when it comes to Beirachayim. And then he brings from the Avni Nezer in Eirachayim Soif Simin Tov Mem Zayin Oisches Al Hayrois Hamogen Avram Anachnu Soimchim Bechol Chelag Eirachayim. That's a quote from the Avni Nezer. We always follow the Avni Nezer. He brings a quote from the Rizina Rebbe the Balat Cheles who said Sugi Da Alma Kavasi Da Magen Avram Beroiv Dine Eirachayim. In Roiv Dine Eirachayim, the way we fear Rois is always like the Magen Avram. And then he goes Vait. He says Umatzasi Lagoyin Hamuvik Bahira Rav Moshe Zakan Mazuz. So he was the Av Bezin of Jurba. The Jurba is in Tunisia. He was the Av Bezin of Jurba, stammer from the illustrious Mazuz family. So in one of his svarim, he writes, Shamati Shekosav Achida, Niskabel Halacha Mashekosav Amogen Avramza. So this is what I heard. So he writes, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soif, he says two aras. Number one, I never found this Chida. Not a lot of people could say that, but he said, I never found this Chida. But he says, also, he was writing it for the Yidden in Tunisia. These were Sfaradim. So he says, V'loi shamativ me'olam, she'anachnu b'nei Svarad kibalnu ayroiz Rabbeinu Amogen Avram. For the Ashkenazim, I could hear it, but I never heard that. In the Sfaradim, we're mechuyev to be mekabel Amogen Avram. And then he says, I want to tell you one other ma'isa. He says, 25 years ago, I heard from a Yid, Rav Grossberg, Zichrono Livracha, who heard from his father, who heard Mi pe kotshoy shalasorif mi bris goin Yisrael ukedoshoy the maril diskin. Sha'ama Bahai Lishna quote ki mat in shovosh tevois b'magen Avram beloy chiddush din. You can't go 3 words in Gantz Magen Avram without a chiddush din. So he says, if you look around and you see the way the poiskim and the gedolim talked about the Magen Avram, say it sounds to me like if there's a machloikis between the Taz and the Magen Avram, you know we're going to be machriya like. We're going to be machir like the Magen Avram. We're not going to be machir like the Taz. But either way, this is this Inyan that the Shoyl HaMeshev brings in his Akdama, which is that when it comes to Hayra, we paskin, you find the Roiv Mevare HaShulchan Aruch were other Kayhanim, other Levriim. And he has his long list, the Shach, and the Sma, and the Taz, and the Magen Avram, and the Shla, and the Noid Behuda, and the Hafla, and the Ktsois HaChoshen, as if to say there's some Hergish, that the reason they were Zoicha, why were they zoicha to be the Meirei Hara? They were zoicha to be the Meirei Hara because of the fact they were Kayhanim, they were Levim, and there's an inyan of Yoram Mishpatach HaLeYakov V'Seiros HaLeYisrael, and that's the snatzos of the Shoyl HaMeshev. He says, that's why I'm comfortable doing what I'm about to do, because at the end of the day, L'maisa the Yichas I have. I definitely come from Shnevet Levi. But the truth is, There's another Indian. And if you know a little bit of the bios, the history of some of the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch, you see the world that they lived in and the conditions that they lived under. We've mentioned this so many times in the past. The Magen Avraham, who lived in a cave, Kipshut, he didn't own a house. He lived in a cave and he used to write his Chedushim on the wall of the cave. The Ktzoy Sachoshin, who wrote his Pirish into the Lalach, the Shach, we spoke about this in Holoshav, who wrote his Pirish during Zeres Tachvetar, he wrote Kinnis on Tachvetar. And you see the conditions that they lived under. The Torah Shalamaditi Ba'af of these Yechidei School, of these Sadikim, Sha'al Pi'an Anu Chayim, is something that's legendary. It's just so interesting because when we went Holoshav, at the time, we mentioned that you can learn Shach, right? Would you ever know that the author of the Shach lived under the conditions that he lived in? You read the story of the Shach, you read his kinnis, it's mind-boggling. It's just not to be believed. And you wouldn't see it. The Magen Avraham, would you chap that the Magen Avraham is an Oni Ve'evian? And he's walking from town to town without shoes to find a sefer because he has to incorporate it inside? You would never know this. He doesn't own a piece of paper. You would never see it, right? There's no remez to it. But I'll tell you something interesting. I misspoke. Because there's a shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Gimel. Simin Gimel. You know what the sugya is? Our sugya. It's the sugya of Sanhedrin, that Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. It's the sugya that we're learning right now. Dinei Mamon is Beshloishna. Where there's a long shach, where the shach discusses whether we paskin, like Rav and Rav Avo, that Dini Mamon is Midei Raisa, Dois Vavois is Beshloisha. Or we pass him Midei Raisa, like Rav Achabre, the Ravika, that it's really one. And he brings the Shittas HaRambam, and he writes a Pilpul Nifla, where he's going through the Rishonim. I'm telling you, if we sat down now together as a Chabura, this would take hours to learn. This one Shach. And then in the middle, the Shach writes like this, B'shoshe kosafti divrei anal. When I was writing all this, lo'yhoyu lefani sefer kesef mishnah. He quotes the kesef mishnah, and this story, he said, I didn't have the kesef mishnah. Ki ze lo madati, because I was learning this sugya, bebarchim em melchomois harekim yemach shema. I had nothing on me. I was running away. This was during the pogroms of Tach V'tat. And I was on the go, and I wrote this as I was running away. V'ato iyanti b'sefer kesef mishnah. I looked in the kesef mishnah, and now I see he asked the kasha that I have, and I have what to be moistened. But either way, here's a place where the Shach mentions it. He says, I was writing this as I was running away. This brings back memories of the raid bite of Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg and the Satmar Rav on the Kasna train, haroving in the sugya Masechtes Erevin. But either way, he's learning this sugya that we're learning right now. Bevarchi, as I was running away from the Reikim Yemach Shemam V'Zichron, Shach wrote his Pirish with such Mesiris Nefesh, as did the Magen Avraham, as did all the Noisei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. Maybe that has also something to do with the fact that they were so Neskavim. But either way, we'll stop here.